Greetings and salutations. It is me, your favorite little kitty cat, and it's the day after my surgery. Last night, after I took the little socky thing off my foot, I realized that there is a little white ball sticking out of the top of my little toe. I remember the doctor saying, I have to pin that toe, the bone, so that it will realign itself. I did not realize that he meant pin as in a giant metal, you are here, white pin that must be removed in 3 weeks. Every time I look at my foot and I see that little white ball sticking out of my toe, I just want to hurl, just gag. There's a lot of things that I can take visually. I don't have a problem when they take blood out of my arm. I don't have a problem when they stick the IV in. However, I notice as I've gotten older, it's not as pleasurable, I guess, because I used to not do mental exercises, but I would think different things when, you know, I'm being injected with an IV and lanacane, and just the thing with the IV. I've had them before, and they've not felt uncomfortable. They didn't hurt, but this one just made me uncomfortable. And then with my foot, I can't be up off of it, I think, for 72 hours, they said, or I can't be on it for 72 hours. And it has to be elevated. I have to have ice on it. When I had surgery on my other foot, for both of them ended up being broken. The left, I walked on it for about a year, but none of the bone fragments actually fell in the joints, the toe joints, and wore a hole in my cartilage like this one did. And this one, they had to make the surgery on both sides of my foot, right by my big toe, and then on the opposite side of my foot. It is so difficult to walk on my foot. I mean, just basically what the doctor said is the only time you can get up and walk is when you have to go to the bathroom. And even then, it's just extremely painful. And they gave me 60 pills of Norco, which is just basically Tylenol with lots of ibuprofen in it, I think. And 60 pills. And normally they give you 30. And I don't think I overdosed yesterday, but man, I was just popping them like Pez. And my beloved said, stop taking them all because you won't have anything left and they're not going to give it to you, renew it because it's a controlled substance, class 2, I think, meaning it cannot be written out in a script. It can be phoned in to a pharmacy. It has to be written out. You have to do it the old fashioned way. I started breaking them in half just to keep the pain level even, so that, at any one point you don't actually run out of pain meds. What else? I still haven't told anybody of my surgery. I won't be able to drive. I'm stuck. And I kept thinking, like last time I could walk around on the little booty thing and you know, I would go down, maybe do down the stairs in the basement, do some laundry. I forgot I had children back then. My beloved's going to go back to work on Tuesday. that's going to be fun. I realized, I can't do anything. I mean, it just, I think, and the mind messes with you when you see the pin sticking out, and it just, they didn't, they only wrapped it up to the toes, so, you know, you could see it. And then they tell you, make sure you call if you bump it or hit it or drop anything. I'm like, oh my God, please don't anybody get near my foot. I hate the pulsating feel. I hate the way it itches. I hate the way that the pain meds don't actually take away the pain. They just make you groggy and sleepy. And my beloved and I were talking, and he was saying, you know, probably with today's society and so many people get addicted to pain medication, and there's such a prescription drug abuse, you know, epidemic, that they just, like I said, give you just enough to get you to go to sleep so that the pain is, you know, out of your mind. It's just, and I don't see how people can get addicted to that. I don't want to sleep. I'm hyper. But I it doesn't. Oh, maybe it does shut the voices off in my head. I was trying to think last night. We watched a movie, The Professional. I really loved that movie. Leon the Professional. It was really good. I don't know why I liked it. I think Natalie Portman and Keira Knightley would be my two only female crushes. There's something about their eyes and their porcelain skin and just that they're just beautiful, I think. But anyway. And now I'm in this weird mood of watching Jimi Hendrix. I don't know why. But just the other thing I was thinking was, out of all the people, Jimi Hendrix and Jim Morrison, and back in the 60s when it was free love, and you figure how many people they had sex with and they never reproduced, but then you get the stupid, no job, you know, 22-year-old who ends up knocking up your daughter. It's just like, what? How does that work? They just don't make musicians like that anymore. You know, the ones that you have to pay your dues and you have to go, you know, and work your way up. Now they're just all prefab, like One Direction and what was the other, New Kids on the Block and those boy bands that they were all just made. All right, I'm done rambling. I think the pain meds are starting to kick in. Yep, I think so. Later-ness, people.